This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the DJV program. This is the morning question. Jennifer works on the radio station in Los Angeles called The Answer. This is the question. The question is, what's going on? Jennifer Victoria Carey here to bring you up to date along with me as to what's going on. I'll pose that question. What's the question, Jennifer, that we have about today?
When is the government going to reopen? That's the question. Does that sound like a good one?
Well, it's sort of not. I mean, yeah, if there is something
the
that doesn't keep this going on and 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 on.
Well, this past weekend, so sorry, a couple of days ago, the president went in front of television cameras at the White House and did an address where he offered a compromise plan to Democrats. He offered them a 3-year extension of protections for DACA kids, Dreamers. There are 700,000 of them by very modest counts. Most people think that number can go up to about 3 million, actually. Ooh. And in exchange, $5.7 billion would go to wall funding, building a barrier along our southern border. He called it a barrier. He did not say a wall, so this could be a steel fence, which is what the president's now willing to compromise on. He also said $80 million would go to humanitarian aid, which means all of those people from Central America, those kids that are sitting there getting sick at the border of Mexico and the United States, more money for them and also more money for judges in our immigration system to help speed through the processing of these asylum claims and immigration court dates, which are taking forever, because they're backlogged by hundreds of thousands of cases. This deal was put out to Democrats. Democrats had a pretty icy cold reaction over the weekend, saying they're just simply not talking to the president until the government's reopened. I don't know if that looks great for them, because I think people are getting very tired of having the government shut down. So now the Senate will vote on it this week, like just a day or two from now. They'll be voting on this to see if they can actually get some bipartisan support on this, at least in the Senate, where you tend to find more moderate Republicans and more moderate Democrats who might be willing to come together on this. It would still need to go to the House, but with pressure on House Democrats, if they can get this passed out of the Senate, then maybe we would see some movement here, or at least a counterproposal, because we haven't even seen that as of yet from Democrats who just all say right. They don't want to negotiate with the president at all.
So we don't have a democracy. Most people who have studied this, our former government, know we have a representative form of government. It's not a Democrat, and it's not a democracy. So I'm wondering, as you go through this day after day after day, we hear these stories, what constituency is being served? The base of either of these two groups feels that their positions, the positions of the leaders, are the right thing. Both Democrats feel their base supports them. Republicans feel their base supports them. Who thinks that way? Who are you? You're there to represent the people that you have been elected by. You're not there. I've always had a real problem with this, and I think I learned it when I was in high school history, and I've had it sticking in my craw ever since, because things have become so political based on individual decisions instead of the collective decision. What does, I think each congressperson represents, 450,000 people, something like that? So what do those 450,000 people want you to do? Are you studying what they say? Do you have polls? Are there what goes on in your district? And if, in fact, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and that is get the pulse of your district, who's saying they want the government to say to stay shut down? I know there are some people. I've even said, you know, it's okay. But after a while, when it affects the economy, it's just okay enough already. And even if the government shutdown went on for a reasonable reason, that'd be one thing. But it isn't. It's politics and the individuals that are talking about what they believe versus what their constituents want them to do. So it just seems to me that either we have a very uninformed electorate, or we have people who know that once they get elected, it'll be hard for them to get booted out. Although we did see, 40 or so congressmen get beaten, didn't they, or leave, or whatever. We had a turnover of about 40 or 45 congressmen, I think. Didn't we, Jennifer? Last election, if I remember.
I think it was 35, 33, something like that.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, does what I'm saying make sense, ladies? When you elect somebody, don't you want them to do what you want them to do?
Yes, but I don't think that necessarily... I think that we're seeing politics played here on both sides. But I also think what you're saying is true, then you are supportive of this shutdown because 79% of Americans, regardless of party preference, think that border security is a problem in this country and it's actually the most important problem.
It is a serious problem.
Yeah, I mean, you're supportive of this.
Why is it that it's such a problem here? I mean, it's a problem in Europe, too, and they're dealing with the same sort of issues. But is it that we have such a wonderful country? And why is it that it should all be on us? Trump said the Mexicans are going to pay for the war, indirectly. So why shouldn't they be paying for all this other stuff that is part of the problem? And why do the Democrats not want to build a wall? It does. The optics for them make it look like, whether it's true or not, but it looks to me, and I'm fairly objective, that they don't want to build a wall because they want all these people to come in so that they'll vote for them. And I think it's most of the people that come in this way, Victoria, vote Democratic. They don't vote Republican once they get to be legal.
That's funny. I'm laughing because it sounded kind of funny. That's all.
What people worry about, but I think more of a problem because, when you live in Los Angeles and you hear that there are 100,000 people casting votes illegally, that's a lot in the city of Los Angeles. And it's because they're doing this across the country. This is not a West Coast problem. They do motor voters. So when you start allowing illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses, well, then all of a sudden there's a lot of clerical errors that start registering people to vote when they register for a driver's license. That's a concern. But really, what's more at stake, Doug, is not necessarily there's a threat for illegal votes. Yes, given, granted, and it happens. But the bigger threat and the bigger benefit to Democrats, and it's coming up on a census year, is that they want as many bodies as they can get into all of these districts. Because what happens is that when we count the census in 2020, we don't ask, even though Trump wanted to, but a judge struck down his idea to ask if people were citizens, which I think is a fair and basic question. When we count the census, everybody is being counted, which redraws electoral maps. And so all of a sudden, then you have districts that are much more favorable to people who are Democrats running for Congress and for president, and the people that are being counted are not actual American citizens. So really, that's why Democrats want
the
more people in, because
huge.
Of the redistricting.
Yeah, it's huge. And why shouldn't you have ID and be able to prove who you are? It's ridiculous. I can go, I see how it works in my own, I vote in every election. I go in and I give my name and my address. They don't know whether it's me or not. I could be, they don't know it's me. Unless, the people know me because people in town know me. But what I'm saying is anybody could walk in that wasn't known from another district in town, and you can go into every one of the 10 districts and vote. You know, using somebody else's name if you knew who was on the name on the list that wasn't still maybe alive or wasn't in town, that sort of thing. In a moment, news from the FDA that you may find, I think I find both these things itemized to be very interesting and very compelling and very important for all of us to know right after this.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesinel also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
There was sort of a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to do something. You need to get rid of them. That was her thing. As time went on and smoking started falling out of fashion in society and rules started changing, gave the Juul a real chance and found that I liked it, found that it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. But now that I look at people who smoke, I'm like, dude, really? You still doing that? You know, there's an alternative to that, right? You don't have to do that. The person that I'd like to think that I am is because of her. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, on the DJV program, a couple of items from the Food and Drug Administration. They're taking steps to ensure broader access for the opioid overdose reversal drug Naloxone.
Naloxone,
yeah. The commissioner says the agency will streamline drug labeling in hopes of encouraging more companies to develop an over-the-counter version of it. Needs certain consumer-friendly drug labels. Clearly explain how to use the drug. That's where it starts. And then drug makers say that they have a process of creating those labels, but it's tedious. That's why the FDA went ahead and made one for this specific use. The fellow that runs the FDA is Scott Gottlieb. He says this is the first time the agency has done something like this. The move is part of a wide-ranging effort to curb the number of opioid overdose deaths, almost 70,000 last year in our country alone. And naloxone can revive an opioid overdose patient who has either stopped breathing or breathing has really slowed down.
Saved Demi Lovato's life, her assistant.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot of assistants in Hollywood are carrying this stuff around in their bags. So,
Jesus, what does that tell you?
Yeah, I know.
So, and all of these opioid overdoses are linked, by the way, to the marketing from these no-good drug companies. The marketing has increased the number of times doctors prescribe opioids. Researchers published a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Author of the study said, for every 3 extra payments made to physicians, for every 100,000 people in the country, opioid overdose deaths, opioid overdose deaths rose 18%. Why are the doctors being brought on the carpet for this?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
A lot they of spent them are
$40 million.
Urgent care doctors, though. The ones
drug companies.
Like,
what? The urgent care?
No, I'm just going to say a lot of people get the prescriptions from those urgent care places,
right.
You know.
$40 million was spent, though, on opioid marketing dollars last year. Marketing just to doctors. $40 million. You don't think that's a problem? 21 after the hour. There's a question that needs an answer.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's 23 and change at the hour. Let's get some music news in here, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, with a focus on Justin Timberlake, who does what Justin Timberlake does so well, and that's give of himself. Very, very good guy. He visited a children's hospital in Texas. He brought some cheer to the patients there. Texas Children's Hospital took a break from his Man of the Woods tour to pop in and pose for pictures with young patients at the Methodist Children's Hospital in San Antonio. There's a video of the children that has been shared all weekend. A lot of them in their hospital beds as they danced to the song Can't Stop the Feeling. How do they, if they're in the hospital, but how are they dancing? They got out of their bed, there, right?
No, they were like, some kids can't get out of bed, and they were like dancing in the bed.
Yeah. The refrain, got some sunshine in my pocket. You move to that. The kids held up signs that read, JT, see me. And then he obliged. One young girl in a picture with Timberlake held up the sign that read, JT, saw me. Timberlake recently resumed his tour after canceling several days because he has, or he did have, bruised vocal cords, but he must be okay now. So that's, you know, this is the kind of stuff, it seems, I don't want to say because I don't know whether it's the rule or not the rule, but when there is a request for something like this, I think it's in everybody's best interest, if you're smart and you know who your crowd is, to do it. I'm not saying that's the only reason that he did it. I think he's that kind of guy.
Yeah, but he's, I think, very active with the Shriners Kids Hospital, so this is definitely not anything new for him. But it was just very cute that the kids all wanted him to visit, and so it was all week. I kept seeing these posts being shared on social media,
over there,
and then it finally got to him, so it was really cute.
Good. Good for him. Nothing wrong with that one way or another. Shows, I think, what kind of person you are. All right, moving along now, speaking of the kind of person you are, there's a lineup for the third annual Love Rocks New York City Benefit Concert. This is another charity. This is now for the meal delivery group, God's Love We Deliver. So let's see here It's going to be at New York's Beacon Theater, March 7th. Whoopi Goldberg, Martin Short, special guest hosts. Lineup includes Robert Plant, Sheryl Crow, Hozier, Buddy Guy, and ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons, who I still say looks like Kara's father. What about, who's Hozier? I don't know who that is.
This is him singing here in the background. He's an Irish singer-songwriter, Hozier.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's gotten pretty popular in the last couple of years.
So also performing, Taj Mahal, there's a name from the past. Lucas Nelson, Jimmy Vaughn, Ivan Neville. Where's Ivan's brother? The Neville brothers together are still very powerful. The house band will be Paul Schaefer and the old Late Show. He was the leader of the David Letterman band. Alan Coulter does the Late Show band now, I guess, or the voice or whatever. I don't know. I don't watch any of these shows. They seem so irrelevant anymore, but nice that they're giving their time. Since starting in 2017, the Love Rocks New York benefit concert has raised $5 million for this organization, God's Love We Deliver. The charity provides life-sustaining meals and numerous counseling opportunities for people living with severe illnesses. So this is all good here. All good. After beginning as an HIV/AIDS organization, today God's Love provides for people living with more than 200 different kinds of diagnoses. For the last 34 years, provided all of its services free of charge. So you want tickets? LoveRocksNYC.com. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
I guess I better put your big feet on.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Another Democrat eyeing the White House in 2020, California Senator Kamala Harris, who's 54, telling ABC's Good Morning America, "I'm running for President of the United States, and I'm very excited about it." Harris, who is black, announcing on Martin Luther King Day. President Trump and Vice President Pence pay their respects and visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C., the president laying a wreath in front of the monument. President Trump remains in Washington as the partial government shutdown starts week 5. In Atlanta,
I remember when he did get assassinated, I was 12 years old.
Patrick Price, who lives in Atlanta, will never forget the moment in time when Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day.
Every year to honor King, he goes to the service at Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from where King and his wife buried.
And everybody should be proud of the things that he did. He's a great man, great leader.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now and pass around the tater tots on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Victoria has the trending story. Jennifer is at, she's got her blood pressure monitor and she's all set. She's okay. Kara Schillen.
Thanks, Doc.
I just pronounced you. Instead of man and wife, you're all okay. All right,
hey,
so Victoria,
thanks.
Bring us into this. You're welcome into this half hour, please.
Well, let's talk about something else that's fun and okay. The 39th annual Golden Raspberry Awards have been, the nominations have been announced. And if you're not familiar with those are called the Razzies. Now, this celebrates the worst in movies that come out of Hollywood. And they,
and typically the movies I like best, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I always like what's on that list better.
The quote unquote winners of the Razzies will be announced on February 23rd. That is the day before the Oscars get handed out. So here are some of the nominations this year. For Worst Picture, Gotti, which looked terrible. The Happy Time Murders.
Was Travolta. Wasn't that Travolta?
That,
that
was. Yep. No. Holmes and Watson.
I heard
the
that
movie
was
that Doug's been, yeah,
awful.
You've been talking about that. that behind the scenes. Robin Hood, which is a movie you actually liked, Doug.
I did
that
like
got
it,
nominated
yes.
for Worst Picture. And right. Winchester, which is a movie that I saw that starred Helen Mirren about the widow Winchester and that crazy house that she kept building all night long every day.
Oh, right, yeah.
It wasn't
weird.
A great movie, but it wasn't terrible. But she's nominated also as Worst Actress in the movie for Winchester. Jennifer Garner got a Razzie nomination for being Worst Actress in Peppermint, which I didn't see, but...
That was an okay movie. It was an okay movie.
Melissa McCarthy got double nominations. She was nominated for Worst Actress in The Happy Time Murders and Life of the Party. And Amber Heard also...
I actually liked Life of the Party. I mean, it's not going to win in the Oscar or anything, but it was a sweet movie.
It looks cute.
Yeah, it was cute. I saw it on an airplane. It was fine.
These damn critics, what do they know? Honestly.
Well, I think the Razzies are sort of based or loosely based on the data from Rotten Tomatoes. So this is sort of fan voted. Worst actor nominations go to Johnny Depp for Sherlock Gnomes, even though he's not even in the movie. It's animated. It's just his voice, so I'm not sure why they're picking on him. Will Ferrell got a nomination for Worst Actor in Holmes and Watson. John Travolta for Gotti. Donald J. Trump as himself, somehow he got nominated for Worst Actor in Death of a Nation and Fahrenheit 11-9. I guess he makes appearances in both of those movies.
Anybody, any reason to take a shot at him? Just take a shot at Trump.
And Fahrenheit 11-9 also got nominated for Worst Picture, too, so I don't think anybody liked any of it. Bruce Willis was also nominated for Death Wish for Worst Actor. So the Razzies will be
I'm going to bet,
on
though,
23rd.
On the other side, from what I hear about this M. Night Shyamalan movie, I did not see. I saw Stan and Ollie over the weekend, which was pretty sad, actually. The story, what's his face, who was in Watson and Holmes
John
with
C.
Farrell.
Riley.
Yeah, quite a good actor.
Yeah.
And he does the same thing in this movie that Christian Bale did in Vice. When you look at him, you cannot tell it's him. That's how good the makeup is. Whatever they do to change their appearances, they looked. It was just a guy named Coogan, who's an English actor, who's actually quite good. He plays Oliver Hardy. I mean, plays Stan Laurel. And it was a nice. It was sad though. It was about the end of their careers. And it was just kind of sad. But at any rate, there are a lot of those good movies around that don't, they get ignored like all the rest of the, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's there that's good that gets lost.
Have you seen Roma yet? I still don't know anyone who's seen it.
I went, it is playing at the same theater where Stan Ollie were playing, and I was my intention was to go there and see that movie, and if I didn't like it, I was going to leave in time to watch Stan and Ollie. But I didn't have time because I was so busy clearing out the yard here. I didn't get done until 5 o'clock, so I didn't have time to make both of them. But I do. It's there, and I'll make it my business to go see it, and then I'll report to you. If I can today, it's so damn cold, maybe I'll go early this evening and see it. So, there's that. Yeah, the Razzies. Ugh. Okay. What else do we know about? Oh, was there something else about the Oscars I read over the weekend? How they're going to do it? I guess that hasn't changed.
I think they're definitely going without a host, right?
Yeah.
And
right,
I think they're just going to have, they're trying to get as many presenters, I guess, as possible, big names.
Yeah, right.
To just, you know, kind of, I'm assuming, you know, a voice of God kind of a thing. But other than that, I don't know. It'll be boring.
All right. I started the hour by saying I had a couple of things from the FDA. We're talking about opioids and stuff. Here's something that I believe is worth consideration. And you know me, I'm not a big fan of the FDA and the government in general. But I think this consideration has some merit. The commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration says that the e-cigarette industry is going to face what he considered an existential threat because of the number of young people who are vaping. And as it goes up, the commissioner says e-cigarette makers may either they set up regulations to stop marketing to young people, or they're going to yank the e-cigarettes off the market. Who thinks this is a good idea?
I think they should take them off the market anyway, because they're not good for kids. They're not good for adults.
Good for anybody.
They're So I think that this is a time where I'm 100% behind the government saying, nope, let's just get rid of this, because it's what's the point? Who is it helping?
There are those who would say, Victoria, that it's a personal choice and
this is just another way.
That's
kind of what I feel like. I feel like as much as I can't stand it and as much as I think it serves no purpose, I don't know. That's a slippery slope. It's one of those things.
You know what it does, Jennifer?
Yeah.
It proves how effective advertising, all of this stuff.
Sure does.
The opioid thing with all of the doctors. If you didn't hear me talking about that a little while ago, was it $39, $40 million spent last year to market opioids to doctors? So if they are that easily, I guess, influenced by advertising, then advertising works. And in this circumstance,
life is full of really tough choices, and is removing one of those things going to do anybody any good? The idea is we should want people to make the right choice because it's the right choice. And
yes, we should.
I don't know. I just don't think that I don't know that people really think. I don't know that it's that the information is out there in terms of marketing to show people how poisonous this stuff really is. So if you're going to leave them on the market, then there should be, like, the way the tobacco industry has to do so many numbers of PSAs, public service announcements and things, then they should have something just for vaping to show commercial upon commercial of this is even worse for you than a regular cigarette.
Yeah.
And that's something that just needs to be hammered into people's brains. And then maybe they will make the right choice. I don't know.
So there had been some plans that were put forth to limit flavored e-cigarette sales. Mm-hmm. Age restrictions enforced there, but that just, you know, you can't, they have them at gas stations now, convenience stores, and they're trying to limit that. But it's, I hear what Jennifer's saying, and as a libertarian thinker, I agree to a point, but I also every once in a while come down on the side of regulation, and this may be one of them, because we apparently are not smart enough. This is, if we had an educated population or a school system that was actually working, Jennifer, where these sorts of things, health education, which is woefully poorly taught, we ought to have, it should be a federal mandate. You have reading, writing, what is it, STEM or STEAM stuff, they call it now. And this is then health education. Well, it includes sex education. Is not a part of the curriculum, and it really needs to be. Every other progressive country I know of.
That we need to limit businesses businesses should do the right thing and not allow people to vape in public places, because mm-hmm. one of the things that people like about vaping is that you're not disrupting people with smoke so much, so you can sneak them into a nightclub, you can sneak them into a restaurant or a bathroom or whatever, so people can actually get that. If businesses, and this would actually be capitalism working here, if businesses would say, no, not on my grounds, that might take away some of the glamour behind it, because a lot of people look at it as the alternative where they can get what they need without encroaching mm-hmm. on other people.
Yeah, you're right. All right, in a moment, a focus on Mexico that has nothing to do with migrants. That's up next here on the DJV Show.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
All right, so let's go to Mexico, where the president there, Mr. Andres Manuel López Obrador, doubling down on his pledge to end fuel theft after a ruptured gas pipeline led to an explosion, killed 66 people over the weekend. It happened in a small community north of Mexico City. An illegal fuel tap left the pipeline bursting with gasoline. In other words, people find these pipelines, they just drill into them and steal the gas.
Yeah, it was a fireball. If you saw any of the pictures, crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah. Mexico's defense secretary said 25 troops were sent to the scene, couldn't control the residents at the site. A couple of hours later, the fuel catching fire, big explosion. Video on social media depicts people running from the flames. The fire took 4 hours to put out. There's been a big problem in Mexico with fuel theft. All sorts of folks. Last year, $3 billion in stolen fuel on the black market last year. So the president has shut off some of the pipelines. You know, we don't have that problem here. And I'm wondering if this is not a suggestion to have it. You know, you mentioned things to people. Oh, okay, maybe we've got to try to figure that out. Because we have pipelines, as you know, crisscrossing this country. There are, 140-some-odd pipelines all over the place, some of them below ground, some of them above ground. When we think of pipelines, we only think of the ones that have been in the news lately, like the one that the Indians were trying to keep from being built last year.
Keystone,
not successful.
Yeah.
Huh?
The Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, the Keystone. And then
that.
There's the Alaska Pipeline. But I didn't know until last year. I think I looked at the network, a picture, a graph of all of the pipelines that crisscross our country. They're all over the place. Gas pipelines. I've got a gas pipeline goes through my farm, but not an oil pipeline or a gasoline pipeline. But there are lots of them around. So I guess something, what's the old expression, word to the wise, maybe somebody's got plans and I don't know. I never thought it was a problem, at least here in our country. 10 before the hour.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To hear and enjoy the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, the Money Pit's fabulous, the colloquialisms in the Money Pit theme are fabulous, and so is the guy who's the co-host, Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is here to answer your questions and to focus in on things that are important, the weather, the cold. We have here where I am, you're down in Texas today, but here in New England, wind chill factors, at least on the farm, about 30 below zero. It's supposed to. One of the things that I wondered about yesterday as it was snowing and the ice and stuff was forming, I have gutter tape that will keep the gutters from getting frozen. But I don't know whether to use them all the time or not, because don't they burn holes in the, if you leave them on too long, don't they burn holes in the roof and the shingles?
So, you're talking about the heating tape that goes along the edge of the roof. And, you know, that's one way that folks will try to prevent ice dams, which happens when water, the snow will melt up higher on the roof and the water runs down to that roof edge. Because the roof edge is sort of in the ambient space, right, because there's no heat under that overhang, it will freeze and then sort of block and dam up any subsequent water that comes down.
Yep.
So that's the idea behind that. Now, no, it's not. I don't think it's going to burn holes in your roof, Doug. That would be very dangerous, obviously. But
yeah.
If your home was better insulated and you had better ventilation in your typical roof, then you wouldn't have as warm a space above the rest of the house,
mm-hmm.
and therefore you wouldn't have the same amount of melting and water that runs down and actually forms the ice dam in the first place. Good insulation and good ventilation can prevent that. And then the other thing, of course, it's too late to talk about this now, but if you're putting on a new roof, you put in a material called ice and water shield, which is like a rubberized sheet that goes up 3 feet to 4 feet over the roof edge. And this way, if the ice dam ever forms, the water really doesn't have anywhere to go. With a typical shingle, it can run under the shingle, right? With ice dams under that, can't happen.
See, that's fabulous. I didn't even know that existed. So that's a great tip for everybody listening. The Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter every week comes out. Sign up for it at moneypit.com. Included, as long as we're talking about what the weather is all about, you got a very good story about keeping your dog safe and cozy in the wintertime. It's very compelling stuff. So this is the sort of thing. It's not just about roofs and heaters and stuff. But this is a very important tip, I think.
Yep, absolutely. So we pretty much cover it all in that newsletter. And we've got a lot of pet content on moneypit.com. You know, tips about, you know, the kinds of risks that animals face in the wintertime. Like, for example, you know, a lot of folks are using corrosive materials, and it couldn't just be you. You might be walking the dog down the street and the dogs are stepping in rock salt, and that can burn their feet. So it's about, you know, how to use doggy booties, different types of dog coats that are available. All that's online at moneypit.com.
All right. Here's a question from Marilyn, one of our listeners. I'm getting sudden bursts of hot water in the middle of a shower. What's the problem?
Most likely the valve for your shower is not, we call it pressure balanced valve. You know, if you have uneven amounts of hot and cold water or it fluctuates, that usually happens when something else is running in the house. It could be a dishwasher, could be, you know, somebody's running a sink. And the mix between hot and cold will change, and that's how you get either a scalding hot blast or a freezing cold blast. A pressure balance valve is a type of valve for a shower that, regardless of the pressure, keeps the mix of hot and cold always the same. So if you had a pressure balance valve and somebody, you know, flushed a toilet somewhere else, you may have a less pressure in the shower, but the balance of that hot and cold wouldn't change, and therefore you would not be scalded or, you know, sent into the freezing cold.
Right. I think that's a really interesting reality. I think when I stay in cheap hotels, that becomes a problem. All right. Adam has rearranged his furniture and has scuff marks on his floor. What does he get rid of? How does he get rid of them?
Scuff marks. Okay. Three things. Magic Eraser works really well on scuff marks. You can pick those up at any home center or supermarket. If that doesn't work, you can try Scotch-Brite pads, you know, those scouring pads for, like, Teflon surfaces.
Yeah.
That will take them off. And if that doesn't work, try WD-40, because that can break down that scuff, but you got to rinse it.
Fabulous.
If it's slippery. Got to rinse it.
WD-40. All right, so there's some great tips. Helping you out is Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit at moneypit.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.